All right. And then Tim, on that new member packet, so there is a folder in the personnel SharePoint that if you put documents in it, in that new member folder, you'll notice, like right now, the two documents or three documents that are in there are the ones that show on the site. And the way that that's built is if you add documents to that new member packet folder, they instantly, well, within 15 minutes, they show up on the website. So if all you got to do is just save them to that folder, and then they'll go right to the website. But you did, you know, kind of bring up the preamble, and we could try to figure out a way so that they get a customized preamble and not just a preamble. Because if you just dump a preamble in there right now, it wouldn't be specific to them. And you couldn't put one specific to them in there either because everybody would see it. So it has to be like when they go to download it, it fills it out before they download it, and then it's all in there. But yeah, so that folder is set up and ready to, you know, serve to our members as needed. But I would definitely be interested in some of that stuff that you have, like the ICS 205-ish repeater, you know, list. We'll need the Simplex DMR stuff, any Simplex frequencies. I'll put it in command chat so we can kind of hash it out. And then the ICS 214, I have something for that. Because when I did the net logging last time, well, I guess it's in Excel. So I have an Excel version of an ICS 214. So we could use that, or we could just turn one of those into a fillable form PDF style, which might be easier because everybody has Adobe Acrobat, but not everybody will have Excel. So. And that's pretty easy. You just, you know, open up the PDF document. As long as you have a paid version of Adobe, which I do, it can recognize the fields and fill them out, or, you know, make them fillable. So over to NAWRO.